33, Monday morning with the Musers, coming up at 6:55. We'll talk about the Rangers and Angels, the series in Anaheim over the weekend, and how the Angels picked up a game on Texas. That's coming up in 20 minutes. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock this morning, we will carry live the NCAA's announcement as to what they're doing with the Penn State football program. Now it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Man's Best Friend, TexasLending.com. Gordo, I know you love political ads.
I love them, Craig.
I was just in the break room, and back-to-back, first ran a David Dewhurst ad that showed a very grainy, black-and-white, awful-looking photo of Ted Cruz.
With ominous music.
With ominous music, and the narrator said, Ted Cruz lied about Chinese companies.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
And then right after that was a Ted Cruz ad, and it showed a grainy, awful photo of David Dewhurst, and the announcer said, David Dewhurst is at it again.
No. Gosh. And they work. Believe me, those ads work.
Lied about Chinese companies.
You got lied in there, and you got Chinese. What's going on there? All right, let's get into the O-Deck, shall we? Well, this weekend was a very special weekend for me because yesterday I watched Dr. Keith slowly climb the steps and climb behind the pulpit again for another sermon. I haven't seen that in decades. My dad,
your preacher daddy.
Yeah, my preacher daddy got up and preached again yesterday.
I hope you listened to some of his message.
At our old church, and it was great to see him up there again and see a lot of the old faces at First Baptist Church Richardson. So congratulations to my dad. I was very proud of him yesterday as I sat in the pew watching, and I made change in the offering plate. I know that's bad form, but I only had 100 with me.
That's a perfect opportunity.
Well, I only wanted to give 5, so I had to make change in there.
What caused this? Was he invited to do
this?
Yeah,
he was invited to speak at the old church, and so we went back there and did that. It was great to see him up there, and his health hasn't been too good lately, and it really took a lot out of him, man. Afterwards, he was drenched with sweat, but he made it through. And I was very proud of him for that, and I even bought him a cheeseburger afterwards.
Wow.
See how committed to his health I am.
Yeah.
I'm just, oh, please let me get a hold of that inheritance. Oh,
I'll say just something that dark.
Anyway, so I'm proud of you, Dad, and I love you. I'm sure he's listening this morning. Okay, my culinary award that I would like to give out. Do you guys remember Doritos' old slogan? I think it was punch your mouth in its face.
Something like that, yeah.
Was that Ruffles or Doritos?
I don't remember that slogan.
That may have been
No.
That may have been the extreme Ruffles chip that said
It may have been, yeah, punch your mouth in its face. And it was for extreme Ruffles, you know, no E on the front of it, something like that.
Now with more
molecules. Okay, it was for Doritos, they say.
It was. Doritos, okay, I think Doritos leads the market in Idiocracy. I think that the flavors that they have, you know, now the Taco Bell Dorito shell, and they have the Dorito shell where the taco shell itself is made out of.
I've been told that's awesome.
Doritos. I think Jer gave it a
pretty good.
Oh, really? I thought you gave it a thumbs sideways.
No, I gave it a thumbs up.
Well, have you seen the slogan for Doritos Jacked?
Come on, scroll.
First of all,
Jacked.
The fact that it's called Jacked, unbelievable. But the slogan for Doritos Jacked is "Tastes like awesome feels." What is happening to us?
Kick ass.
What is happening to us?
Tastes like awesome feels.
We just butcher our language.
Taste awesome would be bad enough.
It's jacked and it's extreme and it's...
I'm going to punch you square in your wiener, dude.
It's, you know, everything's 5 alarm, you know, it's got the... It's so hot and... Oh, my goodness. And then I started doing some little research on Doritos. The first flavor of Doritos was released in 1968. It was just taco flavored. And then in 72, they came out with their nacho cheese flavor. And that, to me, is the standard Dorito, right?
That's a Dorito. Mm-hmm.
The nacho cheese flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the default position. And then in 86, they really revamped everything when they came out with the Cool Ranch. That was a huge thing.
That was 86?
86, when Cool Ranch Doritos came out. Now, get some of these other things Doritos has done over the years. They've had five different versions of something called Doritos Collisions. And this is where...
That's where Cool Ranch meets Super Taco or something?
Yeah, this is where they put two different flavors in the same bag, and they call it Doritos Collisions.
That's
awesome.
So
you reach into the bag, and you don't know what you're going to pull out of there, whether it's going to be a... Yeah, for example, a Cool Ranch or a nacho cheese. You don't know.
Oh, my God.
But here are some of the varieties of Doritos Collisions. Hot wings and blue cheese. Those two both in the same bag.
Cheese.
Blue cheese and hot wings. Zesty taco mixed with chipotle ranch. Habanero mixed with guacamole. And cheesy enchilada chips mixed with sour cream flavored chips.
Can you duplicate the taste of guacamole just with a powder on a chip?
Wouldn't think
so. That seems dicey.
They've also had cheeseburger Doritos, which are
that sounds awesome.
Unnecessary. One of the other collisions that they had, two flavors in the same bag, was ranch mixed with something called Pizza Cravers.
What is that?
Pizza
makes
Cravers.
You crave pizza. It's
I guess it's pizza flavored. But they named it Pizza Cravers, which is very reminiscent of the film Idiocracy, because Brando had what plants craved,
right,
and had what people craved and what cows craved. I think they marketed under like feed for cows. There was also a Nacho Chipotle Ranch Ripple flavor.
Ripple?
Now, is Ripple the texture, or is it the Fred Sanford drink of choice? He was always drinking Ripple. In the 1990s, Doritos had a flavor in Canada called Texas Tang.
Okay.
No word on
right.
What exactly that was patterned after. And then, in 2007, Doritos kicked it up a notch with Doritos X13D flavor experiment.
Ooh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A flavor experiment.
They put a lot of science behind this one.
That's right. It's X-13D. I mean, very scientific sounding name.
So they worked through X9, X10, X11.
This was X13D. And it came in a black, unidentified bag. They had no markings on it because it was a mystery. And then there was a line of Doritos Late Night that came out a couple years ago. Doritos Late Night. So this had a specific time of day that you could eat them. And one flavor was called Tacos at Midnight. Another one was called Last Call Jalapeno Popper.
Great thing to eat right before you go to bed.
Yeah. Some spicy
powder. Have a half a bag of those.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine waking up with... the heartburn after you've had a case of beer in your stomach and then you dumped Last Call Jalapeno Poppers on top of it?
Last Call.
Does your research show how well they do with these items?
I think they do great.
Really?
Yeah. I think that Doritos...
That doesn't make sense.
I don't think that... What's the old slogan? Was it H.L. Mencken who said nobody ever went broke underestimating the American people's lack of taste, something like, I'm getting way wrong, but Doritos is never going to go broke giving us more and more kick-ass Idiocracy type flavors and marketing.
But all the chips are doing that.
Yeah. It's the most competitive idiocratic market there is chips, and shortly behind that maybe some sort of candy. Or perhaps maybe soda flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Those get jacked.
Monster drinks.
And monstered up and all that kind of stuff. And taurine, loaded with taurine, whatever that is.
Yes! That's awesome!
By the way, for the Doritos Late Night, they also modified their X13D flavor and relabeled it the All-Nighter Cheeseburger.
Uh-oh. Stays with you all night.
The all-nighter. And then they just had a contest last year. They had a couple flavors out on the shelf, and I guess you got to vote which one you wanted to keep. And the winner was onion rings and ketchup. That's a flavor of corn chip. We... Okay, we celebrate our stupidity now, right? We got KFC double down, and that makes tons of news. And then we celebrate the latest stupid creation.
Everybody wants to be in on the stupidity.
Yes.
To laugh at it? Or
that's the thing. Can we even be ironic about it anymore when these items are just huge hits? When you sell a bacon cheeseburger that uses donuts as the bun and it's a huge hit?
I guarantee you there's people listening right now going, what are they laughing at? All the stuff they've listed is awesome.
Is this bad?
They're just making food more awesome for all of us.
Gosh, and you ever gone, I live in a section of town like this, but you guys may have driven through like a not such a wealthy section of town, and every cyclone fence is plastered with Funyuns bags and Doritos bags, and I swear that is the number one consumed food in America are these just bags of chips with wild ass flavors.
Yeah.
And do you think a lot of, and it seems like I noticed that when you notice like a guy who doesn't look like he's doing too well going up to the soda fountain, he never chooses the diet. He didn't want the diet drink.
What does he get?
Oh, it's double jacked sugar taurine caffeinated Maxi Jack or some cola like that.
It is funny how we've taken the other foods that we used to put chips with, you know, burger and chips.
Yeah,
now you make it the cheeseburger chip, the pizza chip.
Right, now the chip is
it.
That's like the short circuit my mind went through when I looked at that bag of Ruffles, and on the front of it, it had hot wings on it. There was no picture of a potato chip on it. It just had a couple hot wings laying on each other.
On fire.
Yeah, and it was called, like, hot wings, and there was a Z on the end of wings.
Amazing.
Incredible. So my award, my culinary award is culinary or culinary? I always said culinary, but then I was listening to liberal radio the other day.
Yeah, don't do that.
And they called it culinary. So my award goes to Doritos Jacked for their new slogan, Taste Like Awesome Feels.
We're losing the battle.
That is great. It is 6:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, to the Rangers weekend in Los Angeles. Just how much